Halfwits and Failed Crits presents A World of Guilds, A World of Riffs, A World of Celestial Whales, Frog Brides, and Lots of Boofing. Hail Futhark. This is Worlds Divided.
When we had the arena game, the paradigm, and you were fighting the first paradigm, and they were cheating, trying to push like the big dragon thing like through a rift that they opened so that it looked like they killed it.
The game was really a ruse.
You discovered in that game that they've been able to open rifts as well. And that's probably how they've been like climbing in the rankings. So anyways, you guys decide So you guys see them doing this and you put up like a big like mist cloud so that the like little magical like observer things for the arena can't see what's happening.
Because we started to cheat back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you were trying to use the ring to get them to stop closing the portal, and like it was like Lewis versus Norian, like trying to keep the portal open or closed.
Yeah.
Then you had a fight on a bridge over a pit. Classic Star Wars.
Right.
And then you all got knocked into the pit, and you almost took one of them with you, and you ended up grabbing the ring off. Oh, you almost took Norian with you, and you ended up grabbing the ring off of his finger.
So close.
Yeah. So you fell off of there, and you guys, like, as you were falling, like, saw them kind of look over the bridge and then open a portal and leave. So you're falling, and now I'm going to talk for a moment, because now we're in the game. So you guys fall for a little bit, and then it is black. Blacker than any night you may have experienced. For what seems to be like an eternity, you sense nothing. Vaguely, you recall a fight. You feel like you won, but this doesn't feel like winning. It doesn't feel like anything, and winning should feel like something, right? You try to feel anything, fighting for even a fraction of a memory of why you feel nothing. Little sparks break up the nothing for the faintest of moments when you try this. You try hard to focus on these fleeting bits of light. Eventually you do, and it startles you into attempting to look away, but you aren't even sure what that means anymore. What do the sparks show to you? We're going to go one at a time.
So
you're having like a dream state kind of a thing.
Okay.
So you're having a dream next turn. What's happening?
I'm with... What's my slave's name?
I have a slave.
Yeah.
No, he's your apprentice.
Yeah.
Juniper.
Juniper Cuck Sandwich.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's with me. And we're walking in my forest, going to visit my parents.
Okay.
And it's very delightful.
So you're walking through your forest, and it just doesn't feel like your forest. And you... keep taking like the right way to go, and you just keep seeing the same trees over again. What do you do?
I start making markings to see if maybe I'm just walking in a circle. I can like try and break that loop.
Okay, so you make a marking on a tree, and as you're making that marking on a tree, you see like four trees away from you, the marking is also being made, and four trees away from that, the marking is also being made.
All right, I tie a rope around Juniper, and I tell him to go. I slap him on the butt like a horse.
Like, he just got, like, a leash on Juniper.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he goes, and he just goes away from you.
But he's not, like, circling back.
No.
How long is my rope? 150 feet.
You have three ropes.
Yep. Kay. I think I do, actually.
You might. You might have more than one rope. I know you took, like, Ebrin's rope at one point.
All right, so I'm leading him 50 feet. Any changes? He's just going?
Yeah, he's just going. He doesn't ever, like, loop back on you.
Status report.
Still running!
Do you see anything?
I see lots of trees.
Do you see the marking that I made?
Yeah, it's like every four trees.
So it's like an endless loop, but like it's still going forward?
Yep.
All right, I yank it so he comes back.
How hard do you yank it?
I yank
it. Oh, roll. See if you can...
He's going to make you break the rope.
No! A 10.
So you... yank it, and he just kind of, like, gets dragged on the ground, and you're gonna, like, pull him in.
No, just tell him, come. Come, boy.
Okay, so he gets up and starts running back to you, and when he's about 15 feet away from you, it doesn't look like Juniper anymore. It looks like a soldier, and it's a soldier running at you with a pike.
Is the rope still attached to him?
No.
Let's see if I can... I'm going to fight him. I can make two attacks in my turn. Take an extra step between rests. My mercenary veteran feature. Do I recognize any insignia or anything on him?
Sorry. Yes, it is the insignia of Glittenstead, which is the, like, king's insignia from... I mean, there's the three towns. There's Salarstead, Hallistead, which is the one that the Adventurers Guild is in. Mm-hmm. And then there's Glittenstead, which is the king of, like, the three.
All right, I don't think I like them. So I'm going to pick a rock and throw it at him.
Okay, roll.
Breaks armor class with an 18.
18 does it. So you throw it, and it goes straight through him, and he continues running at you. Like, it kind of, like, makes, like, a smoky thing as you, like, throw the rock. Like, you definitely, like, hit him, like, square in the head, and it just, like, poof, and his head, like, reforms, and he's, like, almost on top of you now.
All right, I'm going to try and grab the pike.
So you go to grab the pike, and the soldier passes straight through you. What do you do? You don't take any damage.
Okay, then I chase after it.
You turn around, and you see the soldier with its pike sticking out of a bear's head.
I cry. Father!
As you're crying, the scene disappears, and you're in blackness again. Adriel's turn.
Papa!
So I'm dreaming?
Yep. What are you dreaming about?
My childhood. But I'm an adult. But I'm in a childhood setting at the market.
Are you... watching yourself, or are you an adult in the setting?
I am an adult in the setting from my backstory.
Yep.
At the market.
Yep.
With that kid.
Daniel. Yeah.
But we're both adults, but we're in our childhood setting doing the same things, like deja vu, but adults.
All right, what are you doing?
Talking about how when we have lots of money, we'll be able to buy all the food we want.
Yep.
And then I'm like, I have lots of money.
And Daniel looks at you because he like notices that you're confused.
I realize that he's not a kid. We're adults.
Roll perception.
I don't know what you have planned. I don't want
to. No, it's fine. My goal is to roll with whatever you guys say.
I got a 2.
When you look at him, you think his hair's lighter than it should be. Like, it's not quite as brown. It's almost like dirty blonde.
Weird. I ignore it.
Okay. When you mentally decide to do that, it feels familiar.
It feels familiar deciding to ignore that something's not right.
Yes.
Can I perceive my surroundings?
You can look at the surroundings, yeah.
20. Not natural.
So you look around and it looks like the market, but again, like, well, Adriel wouldn't know this, but after a certain point, it looks like the market's repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. Like, I see the same guy walk by after a few minutes that just walked by.
Well, no, that doesn't happen. The setting of the market is infinite. Okay. Yeah.
So, like, if you look down the road, it's like this, you see the same stalls.
Yeah. And everything. Yeah, it's like every few stalls, it ends up repeating the last few stalls.
Okay. I turn to Daniel. How did we get here?
What do you mean? We asked them if we could leave the orphanage.
But we're adults. I'm in a guild.
What?
You're dead.
Addy, stop that.
I'm crazy.
Can you just scream I'm crazy?
Did you read our backstories again before this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm very, very unsettled. So I'm going to start walking back towards the orphanage. No, I'm going to start walking back towards that clearing in the woods.
You mean the bridge? It was an old bridge.
Sure.
You're talking about where he gets killed.
Yeah, I thought that was the woods.
You were in the woods about to cross over an old bridge.
Yeah. Like, leaving.
Okay.
Like, following through with our plan.
Yep.
And I'm ignoring all of the weirdness.
Yeah, I think the surroundings are going to let you do that. And it's not like you're walking to the... You're not walking to the clearing with the bridge or any of that. You're like, you take a few steps in another direction and it's almost like all of the world around you just kind of like phases and you're passing the orphanage now. Do you stop and look at the orphanage or anything?
I won't stop, but I'll look as we walk by.
All right, roll perception again.
15.
All right, there's something wrong with the orphanage. It looks fine. It looks exactly as you remember it, but it's that same feeling that like, maybe you've changed your memories on some things.
Daniel, how long has it been since we left the orphanage?
only a day. I mean, we just got permission to come out for the day. Are you okay, Addie?
I look down at myself,
mm-hmm.
and I see self.
Yeah, you see your adult self.
Something's wrong. This definitely is not real.
Maybe we should just go back to the orphanage.
We don't belong at the orphanage because we're adults. I've been living my life and looking for the man who killed you.
I think we need to get you back. You're not talking sense. I'm here. I'm me.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Definitely.
Do you do anything?
I'm going to just start running away towards the place where he got killed.
Like, the second you decide that you're starting to run, it just kind of, like, the whole world, like, shifts again, mm-hmm. and you're at the bridge at night, and he's already there, and now you're looking at your younger self and his younger self. Okay. And now we'll go to Anya.
So I awaken in my old nomadic village, but no one is there, and there's, like, a light mist around, and then I start walking down all of the tents. And then I see my goddess, Alona. And she's, like, in her normal, like, nature-y robe kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of know something's up. I feel like because no one's around. And normally, like, our tribe is bustling with people or elves. And I'm going to call out to her and say... Is that you?
Come to me, child.
I walk slowly, and I notice that I don't have any of my weapons on me either. And then I'm going to say, I'm sorry that I had to kill her.
When you're walking towards her, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You're about to say that you're sorry for killing her when you hit a boundary and you can't walk further.
I start pounding on the boundary.
And she just repeats, come to me, child.
I can't. I failed the trial, and I'm not allowed.
What trial?
Your symbol died. I couldn't save you. The elder told me that I failed.
I never left.
I start crying. I'm going to put my hand against the barrier and just say, I'm sorry. Just to see if she's angry or sad.
She's confused. She doesn't know why you're not coming to her.
There's this barrier. I can't go through it.
And you feel a nudge at your leg.
I look down.
It's pants.
Pants! I start petting him, and I say, can you get me across?
He grabs onto you and teleports, and you're in a town, and you're very drunk and unconscious, and you see... In, like, your kind of hazy state, you see Pants just holding on to, like, a piece of clothes, and he keeps teleporting, and he's very little. He's little at this point. And he's just holding on to you, and he teleports, and he, like, moves you, like, a foot. And he teleports again, and he moves you a foot. And he's just, like, little Pants is, like, dragging you away from a bar that you passed out at.
Oh, my God. You said he had clothes in his mouth?
Yeah, yours. Yeah, he was, like, grabbing onto something that you're wearing and teleporting you foot by foot.
I'm gonna, like, reach a hand back and be like, it's okay. I'm fine. The guildmates will find me. And then I burp.
he kind of, like, cocks his head and just, like, arr? Specifically when you say guildmates.
I'm gonna look at him and say, wait, shouldn't you be bigger than this?
And he just kind of, like, grabs you again and, like, tries to keep teleporting you little by little.
I try to stand up.
When you stand up, like, the whole world, like, whishes around you, and it's the last teleport where Pants teleports you into a hammock. And then we'll cut over to Malara.
I guess what I see is I'm in my house with my parents.
Okay.
When I'm little.
What are you guys doing?
Parents. I guess probably, like, getting ready for dinner or something, like, helping my mom set the table and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you're setting the table, and Phelan, your mother, asks you to get a fourth place setting.
Okay, I do.
All right, so you set up a fourth place setting. Do you, like, ask her about it?
I guess I ask, is someone coming to visit?
Yeah, your aunt.
I have an aunt?
Do you say that?
No. I didn't write about any aunts, and now I'm not sure.
You haven't met her yet, but we were planning on you meeting her soon.
Oh, okay. I guess I'd go about doing what I was doing.
All right, roll a perception check.
I feel like I'm a child, so I probably would just be like, oh, okay, moving on.
No, you are moving on, and I'm asking you to roll a perception check.
14.
Walk by one of your windows while you're getting, the last bits of silverware, you already put, a placemat down and everything, mm-hmm. and outside the window, you see a large man in a small army.
I tell my parents.
Elwin, your dad, takes in, waves his hand, and, all of the, blinders shut in your house, and he's about to yell, get in the basement, and the world, shifts, and you're in the basement.
Oh, I've made a mistake. Okay. Do I have my mother's necklace?
Not yet. Well, I mean, you have. Right. If you're imagining yourself as yourself, you would have the necklace.
I was imagining it was I'm remembering when I was a child.
So okay, this is the day that you get the necklace.
Yeah, fuck. Am I alone down there?
Yes.
Do I hear anything?
You hear, an official, decree being shouted outside. Open up by the law of King Fox Hargreaves of Glintstead. You are harboring traitors. You hear them, they're doing, a lot of stuff upstairs.
Okay. I'm gonna peek out the trapdoor.
Up into, the room?
Yeah, I'm just gonna, open it a smidge just so that, I can see.
Roll stealth.
16.
Okay. So you squeak it open. When you do, the whole world shifts again, and you're no longer in your house. You're mm-hmm. somewhere else. And you see both of your parents, and you see someone that you don't know. And now we're going next turn.
Oh, am I still...
Yep.
So I'm sobbing.
Yep, you're sobbing. And you open your eyes, and you're back in the bear cave before any of this happened.
Okay. Is there anybody in the cave with me?
Some of the werebears.
Do I realize that anything's, bizarre? Besides... Well, I guess I did already, because, stuff is looping around.
Yeah. It depends on how insane you want to let yourself get. Do you want to still be fairly conscious of what's happening to you?
Yeah. I'm going to assume that because I've, lived a long military missionary life, that I'm going to think maybe I'm being, cast a spell on or something, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stab myself in the thigh.
Okay.
To, you know.
Roll to stab yourself in the thigh.
I stab myself in the thigh with a 3 plus what? Strength?
Yeah, so that's probably 7 or some shit. We'll say that's enough because you're intending to stab yourself. You're not going to stop yourself from stabbing yourself. So you do, and it hurts, but you think that it's just an illusion. Your brain knows that you stabbed yourself, so it's mimicking the feeling of stabbing.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But I'm not bleeding or anything?
No, you are. It's very convincing, but you can probably tell that it still just doesn't feel right. It still feels like nothing, you're not really in control of you, you when it was all black before the spark came and turned you into this dream state.
Okay. Do I know that I was there? Do I remember that I was in the black and that I'm in a dream, or is it just
probably discombobulating enough that you're not quite aware?
Yeah. All right.
I did start this off by reading that you guys don't even remember the fight that you were just in.
Yeah. Because that's what I mean.
Yep.
So I'm fairly certain now with that I know that this is some sort of an illusion world.
Mm-hmm. You're in the den with the werebears, and they smell your blood, and you see them start getting enraged.
Okay, I'm going to try and make them more enraged. I'm going to splash my blood on their faces.
You notice that this is the night that your family went out on that big hunt. Right before they got killed, and it's the big full moon and everything, so they're going to really hulk out, and they're going to start chasing you.
Okay. I'm going to let them catch up to me. I'm going to let them kill me.
You run a little bit just to entice them, mm-hmm. and you just get out of the cage before they jump on you and maul you. and it doesn't feel right because this never happened, but like it, you know, it still hurts, like you're being mauled. And you kind of like right before you like fade out of consciousness, your head turns to the side and you see an old man, a woman, and a man that are like behind the mountain in the distance.
Is this how you get your kicks, huh? You freak! That's when we yell at them.
They look horrified as to what's happening.
You like this? I'm just gonna keep saying stuff like this. Is this what gets you off? Are you not entertained?
Oh, jeez.
Wait, what did you see?
Some, like, an old lady and two old men?
No, a lady, a man, and an old man.
Oh, okay.
Roll perception.
A 5 plus.
I think it's under wisdom.
Oh, it's 0.
Yeah. So a 5. So you see them and you're yelling these things at them, and then they just kind of disappear and you die and you're back in the black.
I'm back in black.
I hit the sack.
I yelled it out.
Yep. Well, you don't have anything. You have no mouth and you must scream.
I must scream. I'm back in black.
Adriel.
So I'm watching me and Daniel in the clearing.
Yep.
And I watch me hear the rustling in the woods.
Yep.
And I turn my adult self to look at the rustling in the woods.
Two things happen like right at the same. Well, one thing happens right at the same time as the rustling.
Right. So the rustling is, I think, a woodland creature.
Mm-hmm.
And the man that was sent to kill Daniel comes out and kills Daniel.
Yep.
I'm going to remember that and try to run into the clearing and stop it.
Stop him from killing Daniel?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just about to happen, and you see him pop out of the woods.
Yeah.
And he shoots off his bow, and you very quickly, like, kind of world slidey again, get right between him and Daniel,
mm-hmm.
and which means it's little you, little Daniel, he's facing away from you. You two are facing each other.
Right.
And then you are facing away from them towards the clearing where you see the man firing the shot.
Right.
So the shot happens and it passes right through you and it hits Daniel square in the back, and young you sees the arrow come straight through him.
Yeah.
What do you turn around?
Yeah. I turn around very, like, crying.
You turn around and you hear him say Addie and fall to the ground.
Right.
And you see the man is currently walking up to you, and roll perception.
18 plus 9.
Daniel has wings.
What kind of wings?
Like feathered wings.
Angel wings?
Like angel wings.
Okay, I'm going to try to stab the bad guy, because he's now in the clearing.
Yep. And you just pass right through him.
You begin. Try one more time.
No, you just pass right through him.
Zero.
Nope. And he goes through and he talks to young you and tells you how naive you are. And
I'm just gonna fall to my knees, not looking at what's happening, but hearing it all happening behind me again in absolute misery.
Something catches your ear this time that you didn't remember, and he talks to you. And when he's making fun of you for being so naive, he mentions, he's like, why are you even hiding at that refuge camp? I'm sure there's other villages that would have taken you.
I don't remember that from my story.
It's not in your story.
And I'm like, refugee camp?
Roll a wisdom check.
Like the refugee camp that we helped, the tiefling refugee camp?
No.
That's different as well. I'm still just like uncontrollably
sobbing on the ground. Which is why I'm having you roll to see if you connect the dots here.
General wisdom?
Yep, just
you
wisdom.
Sure it's not intelligence? Or insight. Insight.
You can do insight.
Yeah! Natural 20.
A lot comes flooding back to you when he says refugee. You remember all of the places that you were going to for orphan camps before, and like it was mostly like humans and elves, and they were all making fun of you for how you looked and everything. Mm-hmm. And then there was this one place that you got left at. And now that you're thinking about it, you don't remember anyone bringing there. You ran away to it. You weren't dropped off at this orphanage, and it wasn't an orphanage. It was a refugee camp. And the people running it weren't like nuns running an orphanage. They were refugees hiding from the military. And all of the people around you are different races that you've never seen before.
Never, ever?
Never, ever. And except for Daniel. And Daniel looks like he's a human. But now that you know, he has light brown, he has like dirty blonde hair and angel wings. And now that you're really paying attention, his eyes don't even have like pupils or anything. They're just glowing.
Glowing brown.
Huh?
Like glowing what color?
He just has like a faint light glow. He doesn't have pupils or irises or anything.
So am I realizing that my memories were wrong and I was actually in this refugee camp as a kid, or am I seeing the memories of something or someone else?
So what you're realizing is that you lied to yourself a lot as a kid to try and fit in somewhere.
Right. Okay, and so this is actual.
Yeah, this is actual, like,
changing.
Yeah, so it's, you did go to all of these orphanages. Just this last one, the one that you stayed in and people accepted you.
The one that I met Daniel at.
And the one that you met Daniel at. This one wasn't an orphanage. Just young, traumatized you convinced yourself it was another orphanage.
And Daniel's not a human.
He just looks the most human out of all of the other kids.
Do I know what race he is?
No, you've never seen any of these before.
And the man who killed him looked the same?
No, the man who killed him is a human. You'll notice now that the man who killed him and like that rustling noise wasn't just like the man. It was a group of soldiers that all have the Glittenstead seal on them. And you fade back to black.
Daniel! I love how this is how we learn all of our backstory.
I'm going to have to rewrite the ending to my backstory to like align with this and then just forget the middle like we talked about.
Well, no, it's your backstory is what you as a character convinced yourself was happening.
Well, I mean, I'll put that at the end.
Right.
Like,
at least that's what I told myself.
35 years later, Adrian will realize that she's insane.
Yeah. I mean, like, the wings thing, like, you may have as a kid even known that he had wings, but you have wings. And maybe that just didn't stick out as weird to you. And now we go back to Anya.
So I'm in a hammock, right?
Yep. With ooh, little pants.
Little pants.
We'll call him shorts.
That's so cute. Oh my god. Shorts. Did you just think of that?
Yes.
So I lean up in my hammock and I look below to see how far up I am.
And you see a river. And at the bottom of the river, you see a bunch of blink dogs, like a blink dog family.
In the river?
Like at the bed, at the edge of the river.
Oh, okay. Like drowning? Yeah.
No. They're just like jumping around and playing.
I'm like, look, shorts. Oh, I see where you're going with this. I'm like, look, shorts. Those are your family and you're all alone. And I start crying.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, when you say that, you look and he's no longer with you, but you see a small little runt down on the bank with the rest of the family, and the
baby.
Runt is being left on the side.
Oh,
no,
baby!
This is how I found him! So I need to go therapy. Yeah, therapy. D&D is therapy.
I don't know, this is therapy causing.
So I jump down through the tree super gracefully, and I scoop him up.
So when you jump down, you have this, like, you can roll to not do this if you want. Do you want to roll to resist what I'm about to tell you to do?
I don't know.
You feel something telling you to grab something.
All right.
And you're going to grab it?
Yeah.
So you pull out of your pouch, like, a small bit of, like, jerky or whatever. You feel like this is maybe something that you collected while you were wandering. And you sit there really still and wait for the other blink dogs to turn around or not pay attention. And then you stealthily creep up and hold out the little bit of food for the run. And he comes over to you and takes it from you.
I'm going to name you Shorts.
And then you like have this like flash where it's before you met Shorts. Mm-hmm. So it's way before, and it's after the trial where you left, and you're walking, you're a nomad, you're just walking, and you just have all these flashes of walking, setting up a hammock, staying there for a few days, going somewhere else, setting up a hammock, going through multiple towns. And then there's this big blank spot where you're, where there's just no cities, there's no nothing. And you've been wandering like pretty much your whole life since after the trial. And there's just this big, what's presumably empty forest. And then there's a clearing where you see these massive, like massive stone buildings. And there's all this like light pouring out of the stone buildings. And you just keep walking. Do you roll a perception roll?
Yeah. 14.
Is that plus anything?
Yeah, it was plus
okay.
two.
Okay. One of these buildings is kind of pyramid shaped and you think you recognize it.
I go in there.
You go in it and there's like all these people bustling around. And there's just, and like, this is throughout this whole like big stone city. There's just all these people and you don't, they're kind of like figures, like silhouettes, but like they kind of have some features and they don't look like any race you've seen before. As you climb up this pyramid building, you get to the top of it and there's a big throne with this writing that you can't read.
I'm gonna call out, Alona, what should I do?
You hear back, leave this place.
I'm going to start running.
And you do. And you run back into the black. Roll an intelligence check as yourself. Like to see if you remember that building.
11 and plus 0.
I'll say it was fairly recent in history, so you'll remember it. It was when you guys opened a rift after you made your town. And you found this, like, ruins, and after you brought the ring to the ruins, like this big like ruinous like temple rose out of the ground. Yeah. This is the temple before it was buried.
Wasn't there like an altar there?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, there was like a clearing and an altar, and then you did like the ring thing and
there was like a bunch of like pillars.
Yeah. And there was a throne with like writing that you couldn't read on it. And this was when you guys like, this is when Malara first started trying to figure out what was up with, like, the blue on your guys' fingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And now we're back at Malara. So you're standing in a clearing, and you see your parents, and you see something that kind of looks like an elf, but it's, like, kind of darker skin, but not a drow. And its ears are, like, almost kind of, like, furry. Like, they're still pointed like elves' ears. And you see them talking. What do you do?
You walk over.
Adult you or child you still?
I guess probably now I'm adult me.
You see them talking, and what they're talking about is a war, and roll perception. 10?
Yeah.
Meets beats it.
It would have been an 11, but the stupid Matt edge rolled it back.
That's fine. So you notice that this person that's talking to your family has the amulet around their neck.
Oh?
Do you do anything?
I reach out to touch my mother.
Okay, and your hand passes through it.
God damn it. All right. I go to touch the amulet on the person's neck.
You touch the amulet, and the person looks directly at
you. Oh, sweet Jesus! I say, you can see me?
They respond with, I see me.
Hmm.
And then they go back to talking about this war fairly emphatically with your parents.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna eavesdrop.
Alright, you're listening, and they're talking about a city, and the city's name is Hjaltstad.
Okay. Should I recognize that?
No.
Okay.
But it's very similar.
Yeah, you do recognize that it's very similar to Salarstead and Glittenstead and Hallestead. They just keep talking about how they need to defend the city. Like, there's, like, unrest about them being there now that they've been found.
They as in the, like, not
this person
of
that
this
looked
world
at you.
Creatures.
Yeah. And then the creature hands over the amulet to your parents.
Okay.
And you get, like, a brief flash of, like, your mother handing the amulet to you.
Yep.
And kind of simultaneously in your vision, you see your mother
saying, "Be safe, Malara," both to the creature and to you when she hands the amulet over. And then you fade to black.
Okay. All right. A little concerned now.
How's everybody feeling?
Sad.
Good.
Depressed. Yeah. Does Nick Stern have thoughts about this?
I mean, I can't see anything, right?
You're starting to feel more like yourself. You can't see anything, but, like, you hardly even had, like, a sense of self before, and now it's starting to, like, come back.
All right. I'm just going to keep trying to yell.
Okay.
See if I can hear anybody. Just, hello.
Adriel.
I'm still very sad.
Is there anything?
And I'm just in complete blackness. I'm not falling anymore. It's just nothingness.
No, you're starting to feel the motion of falling again.
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm going to think, what?
Yeah.
Well, I think I just figured out my little problem. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
My thought is, I hope this is death.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think we could all die now and be pretty happy.
I feel content, and I think as long as I have pants, I can do anything. And then I think, where is pants? Where are my guildmates? Wait. And I'm just confused.
Okay, and I mean, everyone at this point is starting to feel like the sensation of falling again. Very lightly, but you can kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And what does Malara think?
I am not an elf. I am not of this world.
Okay.
I do not belong. Something is very strange. And either I'm about to time travel, or I'm in some sort of time loop.
All right. Is that everybody's thoughts? You feel a thud before you feel like you've regained all of your senses. And then it's quiet for a while. And then you can start opening your eyes and you are laying down prone.
Front or back? Like
whichever you choose.
Okay. Back.
I'm planking. I'm laying on my black?
On your black?
Back.
On your...
That was really kind of hard for my brain to figure out.
Wow.
I'm on my side.
Rebel. I'm also on my back.
I'm on my stomach.
I'm not sure it matters, but...
Thank you. Oh, you guys are together.
What a night, right?
Where are we?
So you try and open your eyes, and you feel like your eyes are open, but you're still not really seeing anything. There's, like, this dark, like, bluish-purple hue, but you don't really see anyone. Like, maybe at best, you can see, like, the silhouette of them kind of close to you in, like, a 10-foot circle.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Next turn?
Yes.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay?
I can't see anything, I think.
Hang on.
Does everybody, can everybody see that?
Yeah, I can't see shit.
Everyone sees the same thing that you're seeing.
Is the blue-purple color that we see the same as that blue-purple tunnel thing that we went through in between the riff?
Yes. All right, so Malara's casting Fairy Fire.
Yep. So I'm going to be purple, next turn will be green, Adriel will be blue, and Anya will be yellow. So we can at least see each other, sort of.
Lord, I'm on fire!
You're fine.
I had the strangest dreams.
Same. I'm not elaborating on that, but they were weird.
What did you dream about?
Sorry.
I'm not sure they were dreams.
It started as a memory.
Yeah.
A really shitty memory.
I describe what I saw.
Look at you being all daring and forthcoming.
Where's Pants?
he's there.
Oh, he can be red.
I hug him.
Okay.
Has anything of our memories changed? Like, do I now only remember what you just told me and remember that I realized that I was lying to myself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Adriel, you look pale. You good?
I have white skin.
No,
deeply
red.
You can't just
ask. No, I just said it. Like a blue, a very white with little blue hint teetling.
Yeah,
fair enough.
only racist against humans. Tieflings.
I'm just going to look at you and say,
I bared my soul to y'all.
Yeah, I will also explain my dream.
Werebears?
Yes.
That's my one comment. You were
raised by werebears?
I was raised by bears.
And then mauled by them?
No, that was okay. The dream?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
think? All right. Jesus, Bilbo.
You know for
speaking
fact
that werebears. I'm part of
the dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where are we?
I'm assuming at the bottom of whatever pit we just fell through. I'm gonna give like a truncated version of mine.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Well, I think I understand, but the creature I saw gave the amulet to my mother, and then when I remembered her giving it to me, I saw her also her, like at the same time I remembered. Or, like, when I saw the creature give it to her, my mother said, "Be safe, Malara," which is what she said when she gave it to me when I was a child. And now I think we're stuck in some sort of time loop.
But right now, we woke up. Maybe we can get out?
Let's see.
I mean, I think we're under... I have both rings, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and open up a portal.
I have a ring, too.
I'm going to tell you guys that I think the real enemies are...
ourselves.
The demons inside you.
Are the king from Guiltstead?
You just snot all over me. Ow, scratchy.
Bilbo, easy. Easy, puppy. Don't look at me like I just scolded
you.
You. Oh, sweetie.
Bilbo, you gotta stop that.
You scared me with your sneezes.
I don't know why. He did one right before
but
that
he,
one.
Like, shoved his face into my pants.
It's because he couldn't control his head when he sneezed.
Can I
so
hear?
It's called Glit Instead.
What did I say?
Instead.
You didn't. You asked what it was called.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's King Fox Hargreaves from Glit Instead.
Yuck.
Greaves from...
I had a dream. I'll give you guys an abridged version as well. But leave out that I cried.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you.
You were stone-faced.
I don't think I did cry. I think I said, oh, fuck a lot.
So, we all have had dreams about soldiers or representatives of the king's army affecting us.
No, not me. But you guys, yeah.
But we all had dreams of our memories, but they were all slightly different. So, I mean, I don't know if that just means that our memories got manipulated, or... Does that give us a hint about where we are now?
Did you guys dream about people who you couldn't tell what race they were?
Yes.
Maybe that's something.
Yeah, you rolled a really bad perception check on those people who were watching you.
Yeah.
Maybe
the man and the old man and the other old man and the woman.
How do you guys keep adding a person?
I'm just kidding.
A man and a woman.
What
and
is
an old
man?
Man.
A young woman.
A man, old lady, and
an old woman.
The Council of Elders, all 15 of them.
What if they're from the void or something?
Well, now I'm wondering if those creatures we kept seeing in those, like, bubble rifts, like the ones that didn't break.
If that's them?
If that's them.
And now they're, like, trying to give us hints or something in our memories?
Right.
Maybe
it's
us from the future.
Well, that's why I'm wondering if we're in some sort, like, either we're time traveling or we're in, like, a time loop or something like that.
Yeah.
Because my mother told that creature, "Be safe, Malara." And I don't either. I'm named.
What did the creature look like?
Like nothing. It sort of looked like an elf, but it wasn't.
Can anybody.
Did you say it had furry ears?
Detect poison?
It had furry ears.
Do I say. Do
I look any different in the dark?
Furry ears to us?
Oh, wait, hold up.
No.
What?
So with the fairy fire, we can only see a light, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a light that illuminates you. That, like,
oh, for the duration, object and affected creatures shed dim light in a 10-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be visible to each other, not just our outlines.
Yes.
Okay. But we still look the same, right?
Right.
Okay. Just checking.
Do I have furry ears?
Bilbo has furry ears.
Bilbo does have furry ears. He also has a very wet tongue that he seems to be using a lot.
He's always been a licky boy.
He has. Okay, I'm just gonna really quickly look at Adriel. Do I look any different?
No.
Okay, good.
Can I, like, bend down and look at Pants and be like, are you, like, a messenger of Alona? Or, like, something?
When you look at him, he kind of has, like, the bluish-purple hue that's everywhere. This is the first time that you're noticing that his eyes are the same color.
As a hue?
As the hue of the Rift World.
Is it the same color that I noticed Daniel's eyes were?
No.
Oh.
Is it the same color that I noticed the Elder's eyes were?
That you didn't see?
Damn
my
it.
Perception was awful.
Hey guys, Pants' eyes are the color of the Rift.
He is a Rift monster. I lunge at him.
I'll kill you.
Can I roll perception on our surroundings?
Yeah. I want to see if...
Natural 20, ooh. Plus 9. That's my second
natural. There is something 15 feet away from you in some bushes that you can see.
Oh, boy.
Who goes
guys,
there?
There's something over there.
Also, like, when you roll this perception because you critted, you notice that there's stars and, like, a moon.
Guys, there's something over there. And there's stars up there.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, whoa.
So, like, you guys were operating that you're at the bottom of this pit, like... There's no pit in sight.
Memories. Alone.
Guys, where are we?
Maybe we're in a different dimension.
Prison in the bushes,
dead.
Where are we?
I don't think we're dead. I smack dead. You just to see if it works. Did you feel
Pants?
That?
Pants is growling at the thing in the bushes.
Okay.
I throw my
hand. We all just kind of noticed something was there and we're like, guys, where are we? Who
wanted
this?
I'm going to throw my hand at it.
Oh,
okay.
Yikes.
Oh my God. It could be friendly.
Nope.
It isn't anymore.
It. Pants is growling at it. I rolled an 8 plus my strength, or what?
True.
I think it's supposed to be dex because you're throwing.
Let's see.
Your dex is also pretty good, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, my dex is a 2, so I rolled a 10.
Okay, so you throw it, and the thing moves. You definitely miss, but this thing moves. And when it does, you see, like, there's, like, leaves and, like, foliage and stuff that it's, like, hiding behind. And a lot of leaves and foliage moves when it moves.
Okay, is
so
it that little,
so
sensei guy that tried to train us for the...
No!
He's hiding in the fucking bushes.
Can I use my speak with animals and call out, be like, we're friendly.
Ignore
are you
the
sentient?
Guy who just threw an axe at you.
Might be an animal.
Who are you? Show yourself!
When you call out to it, you see through the, like, foliage, just these, like, these eyes, these super menacing eyes, and they glint. And the second that, like, they're visible to you, Pants blinks. And he is on top of this beast now, biting.
Oh.
All right, time to attack.
I lunge towards it with my...
let's roll initiative.
Okay.
Initiative.
That's how this works.
Let me try that again.
2.
9.
Where's my initiative?
Oh, right. Yep. Sorry, I forgot I had to roll initiative.
Did you guys add your dex to that?
Oh.
Oh no.
Or
yeah.
Roll, if you're 11. In the app, that initiative number.
Yeah, that initiative number.
I got a 7. Whoops.
What's yours, Adriel?
6.
Total or plus 6?
Total. Well.
What on you get?
23.
Jesus.
Whoa,
speedy. Pants is in danger.
Yep.
I'm running.
And you just remembered you used to call them shorts.
Yeah.
And what did Malar
my
do?
Short pants.
I got a 7.
If he was a girl, I'd name him Skirt.
Surprise! Pants is a girl.
Where is Pants' stat block?
All I have in my notes for Pants is that he's dumb as fuck.
Because
he has -4 intelligence.
He does.
Oh, poor Pants.
And he's wearing a sweater.
Aw, baby.
Do you want to roll for Pants? Or do you want me to roll for Pants?
You can roll for Pants.
Maybe okay, I'll roll for Pants.
You must have failed because you're
wearing
shorts.
I can awaken Pants if you want. I can awaken him.
What does that mean?
He wakes up.
The target gains an intelligence of 10. It also gains the ability to speak one language you know.
Oh no. John's laughing. This is bad.
Oh, that's hilarious. That you can give something. It's called awaken, and you give them plus 10 intelligence. They can learn a language for a bit.
Yeah. Like, no, I think it's permanent.
I'm sentient.
Permanent?
No, well, okay,
there's no way it's permanent.
The awakened beast or plant is charmed by you for 30 days or until you and your companions do anything.
Whoa!
When the charmed condition ends, the awakened creature chooses whether to remain friendly to you based on how you treated it while it was charmed.
Whoa!
Pants is about to blow our fucking minds.
I could speak to him. Oh my god!
You could. How do you know? You can also cast. I can also cast speak to animals and speak to pants.
I also have speak.
Yeah,
animals
it's a spectral
too.
Rift dog.
And we speak telepathically anyway, so it's not.
Yeah,
so
when
you spoke with pants before, he doesn't just physically speak to
binary.
You. He gives you like ideas of what his surroundings are.
Yeah, we like connect.
Yeah,
and we, like it's like.
But
emotions.
This would give him speech.
Holy shit!
What is his actual intelligence score? Do you know?
Yeah, his actual intelligence score is 10. So.
Oh, never mind.
Oh wait. So I thought it was a -4.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened? No, I think you decided that you wanted him to be super stupid, because his intelligence is 10, which is +0.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have this written down.
That's fine. He is, you know, he's the runt of his litter.
I because, like, if his intelligence is 3 or less,
dog.
I can awaken him.
There's a bug over here.
Well, if, so, a general blink dog is 10 intelligence. You decided that he is very dumb. So... He does
that
fall under the awakened category because he's got a -4, which means he's 3 or less. Alright, so he gets +3 when he attacks, and his hit dice is a 1d6 +1.
Go pants.
That's like pretty strong for a creature.
He can bite.
He got a 6. So he does 6 damage to this thing. Now it is... Anya's turn.
So do I... Can I see what it is? Like, it's a lot of foliage, right?
So, roll a perception check.
+16.
Okay, so you see this thing, and you see where Pants bit it, but Pants isn't there. Pants is, like, 10 feet to the left, hovering on something, biting into it.
Wait,
so he was on it, and then he got teleported.
No, so he leaped and jumped and bit this thing. This was all before you could perceive it, because it was still hiding.
Yeah.
Now that you're looking at it, Pants is just biting at the air, kind of floating above, and what you're seeing is a creature 10 feet to the left that is acting as if it's being bit and stepped on by Pants.
Okay, so I'm going to draw my bow and arrow and aim, like, directly under Pants, where, like, hopefully aiming for the eye.
Okay. Roll to attack.
Oh. 6 plus.
What is this?
Cottage
cheese?
10.
Goat cheese.
You rolled a 10 total?
Yeah.
So you miss.
Shit.
I'll give you advantage because Pants is helping you here.
Yay. And then...
So you roll again.
13. 17. Yay.
Okay. Yes, that hits. So now roll your damage.
Oh, Bilbo.
7 + 4. 11.
Okay.
Thank God.
It has 69 health, guys.
At least I hit 11.
69. Okay, next is the beast.
Uh-oh.
It's definitely attacking one Pants and then two Anya. That
Damn
works
it.
Out perfectly.
Don't hurt Pants.
Okay, so its attack is +6 to hit. That is definitely going to hit Pants. And then
Pants.
It is a 1d6 +4. It is +3 stronger than Pants. Poor Pants. That's an 8. He hits Pants for 8.
How much health does Pants have?
Oh, let's find out.
I think I had it.
I thought I sent you a screenshot of a stat block for a blink dog.
Yeah. It's not in my giant mass of notes.
Okay. It is... He has 22 hit points total.
Oof. So he's at...
I'm going to say Pants is hardier than that because he's adventured with you guys for a while. So we'll say that Pants has 35 hit points total. So he's down... He just took 8, is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So he's down to...
No, you said 2.
That's not true.
Yeah!
So he's down to 27 health.
Okay.
Scrunch.
I thought you said 35.
Scrunch.
Right, he took 8 damage after his... I bumped his base up to 35, and he takes 8 damage.
Thank you for bumping.
That's 35.
Yep.
How far away from us is this creature?
It's 15 feet away.
Okay.
Oh, I can hit twice.
I will let you do your second hit because this thing can also hit. Well, hold on. Let me finish doing the hit on you, and I'll say that you saved your second hit as a reaction for if it attacked you.
Sorry, I just forgot.
That's fine.
Schmack, schmack, schmack.
We have not played this in a while.
Schmack, schmack. I can do a hit twice.
Does a... Oh, boy. Does a 24 break beat your AC?
Yes.
Yeah. So it hits. And it's going to hit you for...
11.
If I could ever pull this dice out. 6.
Okay.
So it hits you for 6 damage.
Was our health restored from the battle before, or were we
still... We're going to say yes.
Okay,
good, because when I opened it, my thing reset.
Thank you.
I just refreshed.
Okay, so now do your reaction against it. When you got hit...
We took a nice unconscious nap.
It felt like barbs, like it was piercing damage.
Ooh.
But it kind of like stuck to you. If you want to do a perception, you can try and see what you got hit with.
Is it a porcupine monster?
5.
No, so you don't see.
You're like, ouch, ow.
But it is 15 feet away from you, and it just hit you. And you see Pants is still, like, on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So as I'm drawing my bow to hit again, I'm like, guys, it hit me, but it's so far away. Look where Pants is floating on nothing. What is that about?
And
then I shoot an arrow. 11.
No, you missed.
Shit.
Can I proceed to see if, like, I saw what you got hit with?
Yeah.
It's not his turn.
Well, I mean, he's just doing a percentage check.
Plus 2, 20.
Yeah, so when she got hit, you noticed it's essentially a tentacle that is lashing out. And instead of suction cups, it's, like, spines.
Oh.
Okay. We're fighting a tentacle monster, you guys.
Oh, good. Where's our friend when we need her?
I hope it captures me.
So now it is... Mm-hmm. Actually, it is Nick's turn's turn.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So you did that. I'll count that as a free action.
Okay. And then I will attack with my hero heart. I just want to see if...
So you when you attack with hero heart, you roll your regular to hit. Because of your class, you crit on 19s now.
Mm-hmm.
If you crit with hero heart, it does 3 times damage instead of 2.
Yeah, and then I also... because I'm a half orc, when I gain 1 additional weapon die of damage on a crit.
Yep.
So I'd like crit like stupidly high.
Yeah.
Come on, crit baby. 14 plus my strength, right?
Yeah. So that hits.
So I got a 19. Oh, but that's just
armor. Yeah. You have to roll a 19 to get the crit.
All right. So I'm gonna hit it. Wah! 6 plus 7.
13.
Hit it for 13. Oh, but I get to roll. I get to hit it twice.
Yep, you get to make 2 attacks.
And then I hit it. I hit 17 plus.
I mean that definitely hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now I roll again for damage.
Yep.
4 plus 7.
11.
11. So I just did 24 damage to
it. Yeah, big damage. And now it is Malara's turn.
Pants is still on top of the creature, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm not going to do what I thought I was going to do.
Pants is, just for reference, you have never in your life seen Pants so vicious. Pants is incredibly vicious right now.
Guys, what the hell?
What I was going to do would have been, like, in a radius, and I
so
didn't want to
hit Pants.
Well, Pants can blink out, right?
He could.
Yeah.
Could you say, I'm going to do this, blink Pants out when I cast my spell?
Could I blink out? Okay.
Yeah.
But all right, in that case,
I mean, you have to announce it.
If we do that, we might lose position of the actual monster.
Oh.
Because yeah, remember, it's like 10 feet away from where it actually is.
But we don't know that it's always 10 feet away.
And it could be anywhere within a 10-foot. Yeah. All right. So it looks not. That's a good point.
Okay, then in that case, I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on it.
Don't hit him.
The actual creature, the one that Pants is on.
I'm going to cast it. See how that would work.
It's supposed to just outline it, right?
I know. I'm just trying to think. I have to read this creature's stuff to see if that works.
It died because I attacked it. That's what it says.
I mean, you hit it a lot, right? I
hit it for 24. Okay, I know how this would work.
Damn it. You're the worst.
So all it's not the me. Damage.
It's in the monster manual that that would happen.
All the damage.
Well, I can't
we've
do anything
done.
Then, so it's someone else's turn because I used my action.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
All the damage we've done's been to the one we can't see.
Isn't it just one?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to flank and jump on its back like Pants,
mm-hmm.
and then stab it in the back of the neck with my short sword. So what would I roll?
It's going to roll to see... Or actually, no, you're going to roll stealth to see if you beat its passive perception.
Yep. 14.
Yes, it's distracted enough by Pants and you beat its passive perception.
That's good, because I rolled a 2. But I have a 12 stealth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. That was close. That was almost not happening.
No, Bilbo, I'm sneaky.
All right, so I have I've jumped on.
Yep.
And I am like into the back of its head.
You are not near its head. Pants is near its head, and you're a good like 5 feet back from Pants.
So I'm on its back though.
Yep.
I'm gonna try to plunge right into its spinal cord.
Yep.
Okay. Well, so it's humongous.
Yeah, it's big. It is a large monstrosity.
Okay, but giant spinal cord.
Yep.
I want it to be incapacitated. 15.
All right, that beats it. So now roll your damage.
Okay. 5 plus 4 is 9.
God, I'm really mad that I used Fairy Fire again and didn't do anything.
This is literally the only creature in the book where I think that wouldn't have an effect.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
All right, so now we're back to Pants. Pants is just going to keep ripping at this thing.
That's you, Bilbo.
I'm scared it's going to get hurt.
Now I've got 2 first level spells and I'm really pissed about it.
Pants crit failed on the attack. So Pants is actually going to get thrown off of it. And he only takes 1 damage.
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah. All right, so for this turn, because Adriel's on it now, so you can still see it.
Thank you.
I was going to say, for this just, round, like, you wouldn't be able to see it. Alright, so now it's Anya's turn.
I am going to try and shoot it again with my longbow.
Yep.
I'm annoying him too much.
15?
15 hits.
8 plus 4. 12 damage. I can't tell how badly it's hurt. Can I look at the thing we can see to see how badly it's hurt?
What's his HP bar say?
His HP bar says. you can look at the thing that's 10 feet to the right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to roll a perception to see how hurt it is, though.
I don't know what I have. No, did you do
19.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so you can see that it is pretty badly wounded. Like, Pants, like, really tore up, like, its neck area, and then you see the slashes from, like, along its rib cage from Nick's turn, and you're now seeing, like, the full scope of this thing, because you just perceived so well.
How much damage did you
This is
do?
What it looks like.
12. Oh, snap.
It kind of looks like too close. Is it at 24?
It is at 24.
Alright, I was gonna cast
24 health
left?
A spell, but since we're crushing it.
Yeah, and so right now, Adriel is like on its like back hind legs, and Pants was like up before the tentacles.
Okay. I was gonna cast a big spell, but I'll just do.
I know, I was just thinking I was going to, and now I'm thinking I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't want to waste a slot. Okay, I'm just gonna shoot again with my bow. 9.
That does not hit you.
Yeah.
Miss.
Yeah.
Yep. Now it is Nick's turn. No, it's Displacer Beast's turn.
Yeah.
Displacer Beast.
It is
going to roll Dex versus Adriel's strength to try and buck it off.
Can I argue that it's dexterity that's what's keeping me on?
Yeah, you could argue acrobatics.
Okay.
You have to beat a 14.
11 plus 8, 19.
Yep, so you stay on. And
I am the rodeo master.
Ride 'em, cowgirl. I yell that. Malari yells that. You go, girl.
Because you stayed on, it's going to use both of its attacks on you.
Uh-oh. Now.
Does a 23 hit?
My armor class?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That is 8 damage. So now it's going to attack with the other one. And that is a 14. Does that break it? Then you are safe.
Motherfucker. By 1 point.
So that is Nick's turn's turn.
Alright. Here we go.
Yeah, it would hit
if
me.
If you do the exact same damage you did last time, it's dead.
Yeah. I'm gonna slash it again.
Darn. I rolled a 4.
Plus.
My strength, right?
Yeah.
So,
Well, it's your to hit, so it's your strength plus 4, because I think you have a plus 4 proficiency right now.
Whatever the weapon is.
Yeah.
My strength is 5. My proficiency is 4.
Plus 9, though.
No, go back. Go back. What is that? There's a thing that says plus 4, and then it says something. Or plus, and then...
It's plus 9.
Plus 9. That's to hit.
So 4 plus 9 is 13.
13. And meets it, beats it.
Yay! Oh,
hey, its armor class matches mine.
I will swing.
It is an unarmored beast.
Well, I am also an unarmored elf.
Yeah. 9 total?
Yeah, and then I go one more time. Darn. I didn't. 12.
Nope.
Minus, so 12 total?
Yeah. No.
Nine and 12.
No, he didn't do damage on the second one.
Oh, just 9.
Yep.
Okay, it's at 15 health.
I know, we're at Malara.
Oh, good, I get to do something. I'm going to cast, that's not the right page. Yeah, sorry. I'm going to cast Flame Blade.
Okay.
Which is a bonus action.
Yep.
So I can also do something else.
Yep.
So I can... I cast it, and then I can use my action to attack with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make a melee spell attack. 17.
That hits.
Yes.
And what does Flame Blade do?
On a hit, the target takes 3d6 fire damage.
Oof. Wow.
It also sheds light in a 10-foot radius.
Where's this thing in the ground, guys?
D6. Okay.
3d6.
3. 1. 2.
6.
6. Yeah. Well, I tried.
It's close.
And then I'm gonna, jump away from it.
So okay.
That I'm farther away.
Yep.
Wait, it's on fire?
No, it's not on fire.
Oh.
She just did 3d6 fire damage to it. Like, if it was weak to fire, it would have done twice the damage.
And probably killed me, too.
Adriel's turn.
Burn, baby, burn.
So my sword stabbed in there, right? I'm going to take my two daggers and go, again.
Okay. So, roll to attack.
20, not natural.
Okay, so 20 hits.
Mm-hmm. Also 20, not natural. That's really weird.
Nice.
Okay.
Good job.
9, dead already.
Yeah.
Plus 7.
Cool. Super dead. So just, pulls her daggers back and just goes, yeah, and rips down its side, and you see some of its guts come out.
Yes.
And as it falls to the ground, you see the image just kind of and shift back over to where it was.
Malara vomits to the side.
So
bathing in its blood.
That's just unsanitary.
So the reason Fairy Fire doesn't work is because displacer beasts get their name from their ability to displace light around them to create an image where they're located off to the side.
Wow.
I'm so angry.
Yep.
I'm checking up on Pants, patting him. And I'm also going to be like, why were you so ferocious?
He just looks happier than he's ever been.
Wait, he can speak.
No.
No, she hasn't cast that on him yet.
Oh, right.
Do you want to cast that on him?
Do you guys make him
speak? No, me?
Awaken?
No, she has a telepathic link with him.
Her telepathic link is feelings.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like words. It's
right.
Thoughts
he
and concepts.
Sad.
What?
He feels sad?
No, he's happier than
he's
ever been.
Oh.
Do you want me to use
Not yet.
One of my 2 fifth level spell slots to awaken pants.
Not yet.
Okay.
Because we're not safe right now.
Just let me know.
I'll keep it.
I'm just going to give you a heads up. I only get 2 of those big boy spell slots, so.
Yeah, save it.
It does last 30 days.
It does last 30 days.
Oh. How about we figure out where we are first?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe pants knows.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what are you guys doing?
Perceive surroundings.
Yeah.
Now that we've killed the monster.
Sure.
19 plus 9.
Yeah, that's plenty. So it's really, it's still very hard to see. Like, you guys, a bunch of you even have, like, dark vision, and it's just, like, not easy. It's almost like your eyes haven't adjusted to this yet. So you're, like, in the middle of some pretty deep woods, and everything, it's not just, like, your eyes have this, like, sheen over it of, like, the blue-purple. It's, like, all of the objects kind of have, like, flecks of blue purple on them too, but since you rolled so high, you're starting to see it's not all this color. It's not like Rift World, where it was like this very flat, sterile landscape of this plain color. It's plants that are actually green, but they just have like this stuff over them that is making them kind of like bluish white and bluish purple in some areas. And there's trees that are the same way. It's almost like they have like something like coating over them in spots, but it doesn't cover everything. Does someone else want to do anything?
Are we in the bubble world? We're in the bubble world, where our buddy with the touching of the bubble rift.
Yeah, he's only gave us a ring.
Can make noise again.
What if we did next turn's idea and, like, mess with the rings?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Since we're safe.
So I'm saying that all of this is happening kind of at the same time, so I actually haven't finished explaining your perception roll yet. I just want to get other people. No, I want to get other people to be doing things at the same time. So you're trying to open a portal?
Yeah.
It don't work.
Oh, what if you put the two rings together?
Yeah, power move.
Like the infinity ring.
Oh.
What's that?
What? Give me the charger.
No, you said there was like something covering it. And I just wanted to see if like if I dug into the dirt, is like the dirt underneath it.
Oh, if you dug into the dirt?
Yeah.
It's just dirt. You can just keep digging.
Okay, but there's no like...
You're scooping up dirt. It's not the beach.
Well, what I'm saying is, so John said that purple stuff is covering everything. Yeah. So I want to know if that's just, it really is covering, or if like everything is like made of that material.
Yeah, it's not really like made of a material. It's like all material in this place has like...
That coating
that's... Yeah. Part of it. It's almost like it's changed the way that thing
looks. Yeah, so like it rained and now that stuff's on.
Yeah.
Okay. I eat it a little bit.
Good.
Okay. Constitution saving throw!
Oh no! Okay, so what? Do you have a ring too, right? A rift ring?
Yeah, I grabbed it off the guy when we were falling off the bridge.
Oh, so she's... Alright, so then we'll put the rings together?
Nothing happens.
Alright, so nothing happens. The rings are not working.
Yep, the rings do not work.
Alright, so trapped. So you're licking the ring.
Can I climb up to the highest point of a tree?
Alright, so you're climbing up to the highest point of a tree. I'm pushing the ring. Do whatever you want to do now, and I think, Malara, did you want to do anything?
I'm just going to wait to see how this all pans out.
Okay, so you climb up to the top of a tree.
Fast climb.
What were you doing?
I just want to like look around and see if I see any towns or like clearings or anything.
No, you can't see more than like... not even 50. Like, you can't see more than, like, we'll say 30 feet in front of you. That's, like, half of dark vision. With your super high perception roll, you see more eyes in the bushes kind of circling around you guys.
Oh! We're surrounded!
And when you yell, you see, like, some quick movement, and Pants immediately teleports and bites onto the back of one of these things again, and we're in initiative again.
No.
Do I have a flare or anything?
A flare?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
How many of the eyes did I see in the...
2.
2 sets of eyes, or just 2 eyes? There's just one.
She saw 2 gleaming things and movement in the bushes. And Pants reacted the same way, where he just immediately blinked and bit onto one.
Do you guys think we should just run away?
Can we?
Yeah. Of course we can.
It's a forest.
Of which you're all very blind.
Yeah. I mean, you just run blindly into the forest. But I mean, like...
That seems like a bad idea.
But if we're getting attacked again...
What if we're still in a loop somehow?
I stab myself in the
thigh. And we have to break out of the loop.
Do you? Roll.
I'm gonna. John.
Roll.
No.
I yell into the ether. I want to wake up now.
That's a good dog.
Is the body of the previous monster still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Nothing happened.
It's like, just
budged.
It's just the only thing is, I think if we stay in the same spot, if we are in the loop, then we're just gonna have to keep fighting this thing. Nothing's gonna change.
Yeah.
Well, something changed. There's two gleams now
instead of one.
But
is this a Hydra?
You kill one.
Are we gonna have to fight
12
monsters?
Place?
Is that what's gonna happen?
Like, just gonna keep multiplying.
But no, it's just because, like, I mean. Maybe all the commotion from the last battle attracted another monster. So then if we fight, like, two more monsters, they're going to keep coming or something.
I feel like we're missing something.
You're not.
All right. Well, Pants is attacking it, so we're going to have to do something.
Okay. Oh, God damn it, Pants. Oh, wait, but Pants can blink.
Yep.
I'm going to cast, Wind wall right in front of the creatures, like between them and us.
Okay.
And it makes a 50 foot long, 15 foot high, and 1 foot thick wall. And I can shape it any way I want. Mm-hmm. So I want it to circle around them.
Okay.
Like I want to make it like a bear, like a bubble, essentially.
How big can it be?
50 feet long. Like, basically, I wanted to pop up in front of them, but circle around them.
Yep, okay.
Like, bend around them. And then Pants can blink through it to get out. And we can hoof it.
So there is another gleam.
I thought you said there were only two.
There are two.
They were not next...
They're not that close to each other.
Oh, I had assumed they were near each other.
Well, I mean, even if they looked like they were near to each other, they can displace their light.
Oh, my God.
True. All right. Then I don't want to do
that.
Well,
I mean, you can trap one of them. Pants is on him.
What if you wake up
Pants? I would rather trap the other one that Pants is not on.
Good luck with that. Is there any, like, saving throws or damages that happen? Or is that just making... I mean, there's a big wall of text. I was assuming it's more than just trapping.
It has to make a straight saving throw, but now I don't think I want to do that.
You're trying to, like, keep the one that Pants is on top of, like, isolated?
Well, my intention had been to put this wind wall around both of them so we could run and, like, stop them from, like, chasing us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it lasts up to a minute. So we would have gotten a little bit of, like, a head start.
Yeah. Oh, but since you can only capture one.
They weren't apparently they're not that close together, so I don't...
Yeah.
I had assumed that when you said she saw two more gleaming eyes, that they were, like, next to each other.
Well, then I corrected myself and said gleams.
Two eyes of the same head thing?
No.
No.
There are two creatures.
I know, but I didn't know if that's what you thought.
Oh, okay.
You thought. That's what I thought
it
was.
No, I assumed both creatures were, like, next to each other.
Yeah. I assumed it was, like, two gleams.
Well, yeah,
bushes,
at least the one that
like
Pants blinked onto is definitely the same creature.
God damn it.
Well, we know it's weak in the spine.
We know it has ADHP.
Yes, we do.
Should we roll initiative?
Yeah, probably.
Alright.
Yeah, if you guys aren't going to do anything specific, then initiative time! Fight.
Well, should we try to make a rift with both rings? Is that even worth
it,
or is that a stupid
work.
Idea? Oh, I didn't know they tried that.
Yeah, we tried to make a rift, we tried to connect them. We tried licking it.
Good. Glad we tried everything. Okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. I changed my mind. I wanted... Can I, like, when we realize that there's two of them, can I cast Beast Bond on one of them?
What does it do? Ooh.
I establish a telepathic link with one... Oh, I have to touch it. Never mind. I should start reading these things all the way through before I start talking, huh?
Roll initiative.
Yeah.
All right, so Pants is going to do his damage.
Pants, what is up with him?
Pantalones.
Should really activate him soon, honestly. Or awaken.
You should. Maybe he can tell us about this freaking place.
Yeah.
And now it is Adriel's turn.
How come Pants always goes first? He's got some good rolls.
Where am I in relation to the two versus the one that Pants is on? Am I closer to the one that Pants is on?
No, Pants, I mean, the gleams that you saw were Actually, yeah, so one of them, the one that Pants jumped on, was like 15 feet away again, like mm-hmm. the other one was. The other one is 30 feet away, like just at the max of your dark vision range.
Okay.
But we can only see its image, not the thing itself, right?
No, you don't even see the second one. She noticed that there is a second thing back there.
Oh, Bilbo, you're hurting me.
Oh, we don't see it.
No.
But we do see the one that Pants is on. Like, we see Pants and then the thing.
Right. So there's another one that is in this initiative order that you don't know about.
Okay, well, I guess...
Yeah, we know it's there, but we don't know what it is.
So... I'm going to try to sneak again to the one that Pants is on. And I didn't remember this last time, but I have... I always crit surprise creatures, and I have advantage on creatures who haven't acted.
Who have acted?
Haven't acted.
Have not.
So it hasn't attacked.
Okay, so yeah, this one hasn't acted, but also the last one wasn't surprised.
Okay, but this one...
It's not very surprised. No. But this one has not acted.
Surprised?
No, it wouldn't be surprised. It knows you're there. It's stalking you guys.
Oh. Well, I guess that's fair.
Oh my god.
Okay, but still, I have advantage.
Can you...
I just got up.
So I will...
Difficult, you know.
I will...
Yeah, you're not, like, for the surprise thing. You guys aren't like, I see this thing, lunge and attack.
Right.
It's like, this thing sees you and you happen to roll good perception.
Yeah, that's fine. I will... Fuck. Try to shoot it with my bow from where I'm standing now.
Okay.
8 plus 8.
While she does
that,
I'm
gonna send that one
of my asteroids.
16 plus 8, so 24.
Yeah, that hits.
And then, oh
god,
9 damage.
Okay, dead. No. Okie doke. Now it is the thing you don't know's turn, and it doesn't do anything with you guys yet that you know of. Now it's Anya's turn.
Beastie,
well,
weasty.
Don't like that.
Nope.
It's calling it.
I'm going to cast Spike Growth.
Okay.
Which is a 20-foot radius centered on a point becomes difficult terrain for the duration.
Nice.
When a creature moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime it moves. Do I have to roll for that? Or
no, that just happens.
That's sick.
Does it have a save that it can do, or it's just it takes damage?
Let me check. I didn't have it written down. It's 10 minutes long. Any creature that can't see the area at the time the spell is cast must make a wisdom check against your spell save DC to recognize the terrain as hazardous before entering it, but they're already in it. So yeah, they just take damage.
Okay, what's the damage?
2d4 piercing.
Whenever they move four. Oh, I'm going to say when she casts it, it also counts. So that's 7 damage.
And it's 150 feet wide.
It's 150 feet wide? You guys are in this.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. The ground in a 20-foot radius. Oh, that's the ramp.
Yeah,
I can
cast
it far
enough.
Yeah. I misread that.
So
he's... Okay.
Is that the end of my turn?
Yes, that's an action, unless you want to move somewhere.
I'm just going to shout to Melora, you should activate Pants, because maybe he can tell us something, because he seems... I've never seen him act like this.
Okay.
If you have a slot for it. If you don't worry about it.
So, it is Nick's turn.
Okay. First, I'm going to roll Perception to see if I can notice where that other gleam is.
Do you have dark vision?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
16 plus what?
Perception.
I think my perception is 0. Yeah, so 16.
Okay, you can kind of make out where the thing is, you think, but you don't really know. It's, like, right on the edge of your vision.
The edge of glory.
So if you don't know if it's, like, your eyes playing tricks on you, or if that movement that you saw is definitely the thing.
Okay. All right, I'm going to point there first. I'm going to say, hey, guys, I think it's, like, vaguely around here is the other one, so just so you know. And then I'm going to I want to try and attack it, but are you going to let me attack it if I can't really probably vaguely know the area it's in?
I mean, yeah, you can. Like,
I'm going to try. I'm going to swing my sword.
You're just going to, like, run up to it and swing the sword?
Yeah. I'm just going to go like that in a big...
Well, it's like 30 feet away from you.
I'm going to go like that after I run up to it.
Okay, after you run up to it, good. So you run past the Displacer Beast, so it's going to get an attack of opportunity on you.
Okay.
So it's going to lash out with one of its tentacles. And it rolled a 3 plus 4 is 7 plus 3 is 10 damage.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Considering I have a
100 damage. So now you run up to where you think this other thing was, and you just, like, immediately lunge and swing at it.
Yeah.
All right, roll your damage.
All right, I rolled a 16 plus what my modifier, right? My plus 9? Or no, that's just 4.
Well, it's plus hit, so plus 9 for attacking.
Right, that's this one right here, right?
Yep, and then your damage is the next column. Hold on, let me see what this thing's armor class is.
Well, I rolled a 25 then.
Yes.
So, definitely.
Oh yeah, super duper hit.
I rolled a 12.
Okay.
And then I roll again.
Hold on. You might not want to.
Okay.
Anya, when he hits this other creature, you feel pain.
Shit!
Not, like, damage-inducing pain, but you felt pain, and you kind of have, like, a... You're not sure why, but it almost feels like your pupils just widened, and a bright light breaks out from where Nyxturn just cut this thing, and you can, for a moment, see it, and it is a unicorn.
Oh?
I'm going to roll and slash it again.
Stop!
I don't know what it is!
No, you just saw it!
Yeah, but I don't know what a unicorn is. Okay. Nobody's ever explained
it to me. I scream.
Okay.
And I'm like... That's my goddess Alona's symbol. I don't know how to pronounce it, but
you don't know how to pronounce your own goddess's name?
No.
It's unpronounceable, because it's a deep god. Like Cthulhu.
Alona. And I'm like, that's... She's here. She's giving me... This is a signal. I don't know what she's saying.
Don't hurt that one, I think, is what she's saying.
Then...
Yeah, like my...
Just tell him not to hurt that one.
Don't do it.
But, like, what else then should we do? So I'm going to try and call out to it.
I mean, you're right in front of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, my bad.
It just kind of, and, like, runs away.
No! Okay.
I mean, it runs away. Like, it comes out of the beast. Or the...
What?
The...
No, like, he just hit a unicorn with his sword.
Yeah.
That was the other, like, gleam light. Like, it was, like, a gleam, gleaming golden mane.
Oh, no. At least you didn't kill it. That's all that matters.
All right.
It's just gone now?
Yep. So you don't have any more movement, and I think you're... Well, not only are you too far to hit the other thing, like, you could dash and get up to it, but also that spiky floor is all around it.
Can I throw one of my ropes and lasso the unicorn?
Why would you lasso the unicorn?
Because don't we want it? That's a good thing. We want it around us.
She wants the unicorn. Yeah.
I would imagine we should just let it roam free.
No,
sure, yeah,
it.
Go for it.
I want it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would assume that we want to try and talk to it.
Yeah, so you'll have to roll a dex to see if you lasso it.
Okay. Cool. Can we do... Would it be sleight of hand?
Nope.
A 10 plus 2 is 12.
I'll say that's good enough.
Yeah.
So
wait, I'm sorry, unicorn.
So you don't get it around its neck, though. You go through the lasso, and like it misses like its neck and falls in front of it, and you pull the lasso just as its back leg steps into the lasso on the ground,
sorry,
and you knock the unicorn to the ground,
and
it takes 3 damage. So you get hurt again.
I'm gonna run up to it and just pet it. No, I can't run up.
You can't move anymore.
Damn it!
You can just drag it. By its back leg.
I'm saying I'm sorry.
Okay, now it is Anya's turn.
I'm running.
Oh wait, no, sorry, it's Malara's turn.
Damn it.
Yeah. So I realize
awaken is something that takes time to cast.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So if we want to do that, it will have to be like the next time like we rest or the next time we're not in a battle.
No worries.
I'm going to cast Conjure Animals, which is a 3-level conjuration spell. In my way. I can summon fey spirits that take the form of beasts.
What did you say?
Fey spirits that take the form of beasts and appear in unoccupied spaces that you can see within range. I can choose one beast of a challenge rating 2 or lower, 2 beasts, etc. I think the last time I did it, I think I made, like, wolves or something.
Yep.
Do you remember how many of those I got? I don't.
Wait, it doesn't say?
I don't know what challenge rating they are.
Oh, you can make up to 2 if you add all the challenge ratings.
Right. I can make one beast of a challenge rating 2 or lower, 2 beasts of challenge rating 1 or lower, 4 beasts at half, and then 8 at a quarter.
I'll have to look up what a wolf is.
It's a type of animal.
Oh, cool.
Mm. And I have to roll initiative for the summoned creatures.
Right.
As a group.
So that they fall into initiative order.
They obey any verbal commands that I issue. I was going to conjure an elemental, and then I figured we might have a bigger problem than this cat coming up, and I don't want to waste one of my 2/5 spell slots. Spell slots on it.
Wolves are challenge rating a quarter.
What's like a dire wolf?
Black bear, badger, blink dog, bloodhound, boar, brown bear, camel, cat, constrictor, snake, crab, crocodile, death dog, deer, dire wolf. There it is. Countering one, so you could get 2 of them.
Okay, I want 2 dire wolves.
The opening theme song.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna get 2 dire wolves.
Hold on.
I don't know what you want, bud.
So the reason I'm telling you to wait is because you're going to try and summon direwolves and it's not working.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Why is it everything I do doesn't work?
Because there's no such thing as wolves.
I hate him. Just so you all know, I hate him. And he's doing it on purpose.
So you go to summon 2 direwolves and you summon 2 things that you've never seen before. They're gonna be actually stronger than 2 dire wolves.
Okay.
Actually,
that's a good thing.
Oh no, I'll just make 1 instead of 2. It'll be equivalent. So it looks like this.
Ew!
It's beautiful.
Why?
It looks like a humongous magic card.
Yeah.
So all I wanted were some majestic fucking wolves.
It's called an Ettercap.
I hate you.
And it is a medium monstrosity.
I still hate him.
It's a fibblefip.
It is a fibblefip.
So, Ettercaps are... Oh, gosh. I didn't even read it. I picked a bunch of stuff from the Monster Manual that doesn't exist in the world that you've been in.
Uh-huh.
And does exist here. And this is, like, closest thing I can find to the stats of a direwolf. And I didn't read, like, their backstories or anything. I just found stat-wise, like, something from a bunch of different categories. Ettercaps are humanoid spiders.
Ew.
Spiders?
That's, like, the last thing I would ever want to conjure.
Well, let's see if there's something else that's challenge rating 2, because I was originally trying to find 2 challenge rating 1 things. Oh, this one you'll like. This one's challenge rating 2 also. So it's one of these. It is a silver dragon wormling.
I'll take it.
Wormling.
Yep.
Better than a fucking homunculus.
Yep. So it is a silver dragon wormling. Is there a picture of the young silver dragons? There isn't. There is a picture of the young brass dragons, though, so I can show you what one of those looks like.
Thank you.
All right, so you summon a silver dragon wormling, so roll to get it in the initiative.
Right.
I am a silver dragon wormling.
That's
what I am in the Rifter World, at least.
It doesn't have an initiative, so do I just add...
Yeah, it's plus its dex, but that's 0.
Got a 2.
Okay, it is last in the initiative order. Which is fine, because that's right after you anyways.
Yay! Mm. How far away am I from that thing?
At least 10 feet, because she put a 20-foot spiky thing around it.
I'm gonna
Actually, I think I've been saying 15.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, because as a bonus action, I'm going to Misty Step onto its back.
Okay. So does Misty Step do? Read it out.
Briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to unoccupied space that you can see. I'm going to teleport right above it and then drop onto it. Yep.
Okay, you're going to have to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Shit. This might end very poorly for me.
You're going to end up dropping into its open mouth.
Probably. Save, you say?
Yep.
It's a six.
You failed your saving throw. So you're going to hit off of it, because it is technically invisible. So you, when you go to try and like land on it, you're actually a little to the side. Whoops. And you hit off of it, and you're just going to take like a damage from hitting off of it.
Ouch.
But you're going to land on the ground.
Ouch.
Which the ground does a d6 plus 4. Is that what it was?
Oh.
2d6 plus 4 damage.
Ouch!
And you're prone.
Ouch! It's only on the ground for 10 minutes. Which is kind of
that's
wild.
Which is like 4 combats!
That's 9 damage.
Ow.
And you're prone.
Alright, that's fine.
So when she gets up, she's gonna get hurt again?
Yeah, because that's movement.
Oh, fuck you. Alright.
It sounded
she
like
might be
idea.
Able to cast unoccupied space again somewhere else and not actually move.
Yes.
Yeah, I can Misty Step out again, right?
Yep. Now it's the dragon's turn. Your silver dragon wormling.
Yas! Okay. Can my dragon fly? Oh, yeah. Fly. 60 feet. Yeah. Okay. So he, like, lifts off and goes hovering over the creature.
Yep.
And bites it.
Okay. Roll your bite attack. It's plus 6 to hit.
Yas, it is. 13 plus 6.
Yeah, that hits.
Yas. So it does...
1d10 plus 4 piercing.
8.
12 damage?
Yep. I don't want to use a breath weapon on it because I don't want to get pants. Or myself, but mostly pants.
Okay, now we're back to top of the order, which is pants.
No,
pants just critted.
Pants?
5 plus 1 is 6 times 2 is 12.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm so proud of him.
Okay, now it is Adriel.
Okay. So the spiky floor is still there.
Yes.
Right? I'm going to fly to it and try to do the same thing that I did on the other one, is like fly over it and like scrape my daggers on it.
Okay. Because you're moving and not on this thing, you have disadvantage to attack.
17. 12.
And then
3. 19.
Okay, so you miss one of them.
Six
damage?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have anything else to do, it's Displacer Beast's turn.
I wanted to... So, as I flew, right? And I'm... Are we assuming that I'm flown away?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I would it. Assume it was like a flyover.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Meow.
Pass.
Meow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Displacer
Beast's turn. So he's going to... He's going to attack... He's going to lash out at Malaro, which means he's moving. So if he's moving, he takes 2d6 plus 4. That's 14 damage. And then he's going to attack Malaro. And that is 21 to hit.
Yep.
And he does 13 damage.
Rude.
And then he's going to attack you again.
God damn it.
That one misses.
Thank God.
And then
are you sure?
Yes. And then then he's going to try and buck off... what is it? Buck off pants.
Pants. No pants. Hold on tight.
My boy.
Pants killed it.
Good
job.
Yeah. Not killed it, but he killed the roll.
Oh, you gotta watch your terminology.
No, it's canon now. It's dead.
No,
yeah, you said he
dead.
Killed it. It's done. I don't care what you mean.
He very much killed the roll. He is still... Well, here we go. Next turn crit.
Whoa! Do you want to see where it stopped recording?
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Okay.
All right, so please roll a 6. It's on the side, so it doesn't count.
Yep.
4 plus 7 is 13. No, yeah, 11. So 11 times 3 is
33. It's super dead. You just, like, swing around, like, with your rapier. You're just like, yuck, yuck, yuck! And you see, like, a blood spurt, and then you just see its head just get clean lopped off.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I wrangled a unicorn and killed this thing.
Okay, so you guys are out of combat. What are you guys doing?
Apparently talking to a unicorn.
Is there anything I can harvest from the thing?
Well, I guess you could take its tentacle spikes.
Ew.
Yeah. Does any do poison or anything?
No, they're just extremely sharp. As you're trying to rip them out of the thing, you get like 3 of them that are like real sharp.
Nice.
I'm speaking to this unicorn in common, elvish, animal everything. Speak. I'm trying to pray to I'm just trying to like do everything to like figure out what's happening with this unicorn.
All right, what's everybody else doing?
Watching her do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to perceive to see if there's any other glows in the forest or anything.
All right, roll perception.
12.
Okay. You perceive nothing.
Should...
Nope, you guys already decided what you were doing. You both said watching her, he said perceiving, she said praying. As you're praying to the...
My dragon didn't perceive.
No.
Oh, is Pants okay?
Yeah, Pants is fine.
He has a passive perception of 14.
Yeah, just roll a 21.
All right.
Okay, so you're praying, and this is... the only time you've ever been in contact with a unicorn other than that one time during the trial. You feel like a rush, and then you feel strangely like you've been here before. As you're like thinking about that, and Nick Stern's very badly watching out for everything, you hear Pants bark and you turn around, and then you hear a chorus of other barks and bags go over your heads.
Uh-oh.
I did a terrible job.
Struggle! Or is that the end?
That's gonna be the end.
Well, that went well.
I'm sad that
we're all gonna die! We've been kidnapped!
I kinda wanna do more.
Do you wanna do a little bit more? I could, like, bleed into the next game a little bit. I just know Mary said she wanted to be home at 7.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are getting dragged, and you hear a lot of talking, just kind of in... It sounds familiar, but it's very... It almost sounds like it's old. Like, this is a language that developed... That your language was developed from.
Hmm.
Old English?
not Old English.
Old Common?
Yeah, Old Common, whatever that is. So you're being dragged, and as you're being dragged for a while, you can hear... Pants is just, like, panting. He's not doing anything from what you can hear. Like, you don't know where he is. Yeah, you can telepathically contact
him. I'm like, help.
he gives you an image of other blink dogs. So he's just kind of, like, sitting with other blink dogs right now, as you guys are, like, in a cart being pulled to wherever you're going.
Oh, so it's not,
oh my
like,
God.
He's not panicking or anything?
And he was pulling me in my dream. Y'all.
No, you guys are in a cart.
Yeah, but he was like, I don't know if that's related, but...
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right.
So yeah, he's in a cart with other blink dogs. You guys are in a cart, masked and bound. And there's a bunch of people talking. You're in this ride for probably close to a day. It's a long time. Huh?
I rolled off the cart, though. I can do that.
They're going to need some strong-ass motherfuckers pulling this cart.
With big boy over there.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like a cart that you, like, ride in.
Yeah.
Not, like, one pulled by humans.
Well, what's powering the cart?
Horses, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, but I still feel like he's wicked freaking heavy.
He's big.
Yeah.
So you guys... Yourself off
it.
Huh?
Those poor horses are getting right the work.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. Actually, you try, and you hit a wall. It's like this cart is completely enclosed.
I swear to myself.
Jesus.
Good. and after what feels like a day of traveling, you guys start hearing like a lot of noise. It's still, like, a lot of people talking, and you hear, like, a lot of these, like, carts moving around, like, similar to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of other noises, too. Sounds like bells, almost, but they're, like, kind of, if you're, like, studying them as you're, like, traveling through this area, it sounds like they're very, like, specifically timed. And eventually you hear yourselves get pulled into an area that gets, like, really echoey, and all the stuff gets muffled around it. The cart ends up getting moved again after being in this echoey area, but you don't think it's whatever was moving it before. And you feel yourself drop briefly. And you keep... It's like just a brief, like you feel like you've dropped. And then it doesn't seem like there's any movement. You hear something slide. And there's a lot of noise again. It's a lot of talking. And the cart... You hear someone come and open the cart that you're in.
Bubba boy!
They grab your, like... They grab something and you're being moved, but, like, you can feel, like, the cart sliding out, like, behind you. They move you to a certain point and the room that you're in gets really hushed. You hear one person shout something out. But all of you can see again as whoever captured you pulls your hoods off. And you're sitting on a levitating plate.
Oh.
That's how you were being, like, moved around. And everything around you is giant and stone and, like... has these, like, veins going through it that are glowing, and, like, there's a bunch of other, like, levitating things in this area. You realize that there was nothing pulling your cart at all, and, like, you can see the cart as you, like, look around. And around you, you see all of these races that you've never seen before, but some of you saw them in your dreams.
Ooh. Do I see the old man and... two people.
So you see some things that you think are them, but you rolled such a bad perception you don't know.
Look at them.
Is this what you wanted? Are you not entertained?
But you see definitely the species that looks like the one that was in your dream, Malara. There's a bunch of them. So this is...
We've been kidnapped into the space game.
So this is... approximately what the person looked like in your dream, okay. The one I was also named Malara.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
You see a bunch of very well-dressed, like, very beautiful-looking humans, but Adriel, like, on closer inspection, you can see that their eyes are glowing.
Ooh.
I slide my pants down.
Oh, no. So, did I recognize that was similar to what Daniel looked like?
Yes.
Aw, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel looked like this. And then there are some giant, like,
I'm named after Malara.
7 to 8 foot tall creatures that look like this.
Papa.
And then there are some, like, bird looking things crouched around.
Oh, what the fuck?
Looks like a fate.
Yep. There are some lizard looking people around, and then there are cat looking people.
We did. We got kidnapped in the space game.
This is cats.
Yep, cats. And last one, like tritons.
Merman.
Fish people.
Fish people. One of those people that look like they're celestial, or there's two of them, a man and a woman, sitting on like a throne that is, like, at the end of this big hallway, and you see all these, like, races, like, gathered all around, and...
Welcome, heroes. We've summoned
you from another world.
It sounds better than, like, what's probably gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. they walk up to you, and they start, like, talking and everything, and then you see a few of, like, each of the other races come up to you and start, like, also talking with them. The one that looked like Malara, this thing... They're called Firbolg. A Firbolg comes up and touches your pendant. And then they all, like picks it up and, like, takes it off of
you. Hey! Hey!
And they hold it up.
Hey!
And they say, Malara.
Ah! Wait a second.
And everyone starts, like, celebrating everything. And they look over at Nick's turn. They look at you and they say, Nula Takate.
Wait.
And the ones that say Nula Takate are the giant ones that are, like, 7 to 8 feet tall that, honestly, now that you're looking at them, kind of look like you.
Uh-oh.
They don't... You are realizing that there is a chance that you are not an orc.